Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hey. 8:50 now. Put your hands in the air like you don't care. The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Lane Bishop in studio. I'm Jonathan Schaefer. Mark Howard out today. Kevin Ingram on vacation. Seeing more of Ingy coming up next week. You like it. You love it. It's brought to you by LKQ. Pick your parts. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. You bring your own tools and you pull the parts you need and you save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com and start your search. It is Take 3.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take 3.
Three questions. Going to pose them to the group in the room here. And if Rhett was here, I'd even ask him. Blaine Bishop.
Uh-oh.
Who will be the NBA Finals MVP?
That's hilarious, because that's who it will be.
Oh, Kawhi. Yeah.
And they will take it in seven.
Come on!
To stop the three-peat. Look at Morgan. He's looking like, what the heck are you drinking
Morgan
over
looks
your glass?
Like, Morgan looks like he just saw a ghost.
Yeah, the Raptors going to take him in seven with Kawhi. With a heck of a performance, a one-man show, proven not Kevin Durant, not the chosen one, Bron, I'm the best player in the NBA.
And he would actually be his second finals MVP if he doesn't. One for the Spurs, it would be one for the Dinos.
I mean, I ain't going to hate on that answer because I've done my homework on both these teams, and I know Golden State is that move that ball offense, shoot the deep, hustle. You know, all that stuff. But there is something special about that misfit makeup of the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, I like
that. And they've got some length. They've got some toughness. And they have Kawhi. And if it goes to game seven, like you said, at home, I believe they shocked the world.
You got to get to seven, though.
You got to get to seven.
if five or six, you know, uh-oh.
I want to say Steph Curry, but I'm going to go a little off the board. Draymond!
Oh, my.
Draymond Green as fun? Why not?
Because he'll get, like, technical fouled out before,
no,
like,
he's calmed down a little bit. He doesn't kick guys in the groin anymore. He's grown out of that.
Yeah, he's married and got baby now.
Yeah.
He's trying to be a good example. I heard him say that on air.
Draymond!
So, I was like, uh-oh. He's got civilized now.
Draymond Green, my finals MVP.
Klay Thompson would be mine if Golden State won.
Well, and that's a good one as well.
Because he's mad. He's mad for greatness. He's mad about the whole all-NBA thing, and now he's going to go out and prove.
Well, but that took money out of his pocket. Yeah, that's why Klay's
upset. If I had to go Golden State, I'm going Klay Thompson.
He's
going to
go out and prove his butt off that he is the best guard, not to be on that list.
But I'm really hoping that he's so mad that he's just not he has a bad day shooting.
I just realized Blaine has Zion, and I've got Draymond!
Yeah. I love Zion. He's hilarious.
Take two. Will Jordan Bone be drafted? Blaine.
What?
There's a lot of mock drafts that don't even have him in there.
I know, but when they come to their senses, he's going in the first round.
First round?
First round.
I'm not giving you first round.
First round. Yeah. Jordan Bone's going in the first round. They're going to start going back and watch these videotapes. These people who are making these decisions, the scouts, they can't see it live until they go back and watch the video. Like, man, that dude pretty good. How come he keeps scoring? They can't stop him. He's fast. He's going around going, oh, man, he's shooting threes. What can he not do? Wait a minute. Hold on. He's still young. He's got a lot of upset. Oh, and his athleticism. Oh, my. He beat everybody in all the charts and everything. So, well, yeah, I think we're taking first round. Bottom of the first round. 25. I'm going to bring a – I'm going to even give you a number. 25. I don't even know who picks 25.
To quote Lee Corso, not so fast. Because there's one thing that I don't think anybody talks about, and I saw this in a lot of games. He has a weird problem with bringing the ball too far out from his body when he dribbles from side to side on the court. And I don't know if that's an issue But I think if you get a good guard on him and you pressure him, and a good NBA guard, he's turnover city. So he may need to work on that.
You think they play defense in the NBA?
I mean, you put a quick guard on him, it's just pickpocket city.
Yeah, man.
The reason
why he has it so far away from his body, just a little quick note, since I'm not very good at handling the ball like that. Like him, anyway. It's because he has what they call it on a string.
Yeah, on a string.
Oh, Spider-Man, man. He's going to be the Spider-Man.
The Harlem Globetrotters had the ball on the string. I always remember watching that as a kid. I hate to say this.
What do you really say?
Because I think he should be, at worst, mid-second round. I don't think he gets drafted.
Oh, you just hurt me, man.
I hurt myself. Oh. I don't like saying that.
Oh, man.
Making a prediction. Hot. Take time.
Oh, man.
I don't think Jordan gets picked.
You rather be right than...
No.
Yeah, you're listening to all the people who are telling you...
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You got to believe.
No. They're dumb.
You got to believe the
greatness.
Because
he should be drafted.
But you want to be smarter than them. Don't be dumb. Don't dumb yourself down to their level.
I'm anticipating their level of dumbness. That's what I'm doing. That's how it works. Always spin it the other way. Okay. That's how you do that.
I agree with you, Blaine.
That's right. Thank you, Mark. Take three.
You may be right. Come on, man. Come on, Jordan, man. Get in there. Keep working. Keep grinding.
How many games will Marcus Mariota start and finish this season?
Oh, I may have to think for a second.
I'm bringing it strong.
I'll let the Beaver go.
Yeah.
10.
Oh, wow. And I was going to go low, too.
Man.
Contract year. I think he's put on some weight. I think he knows he's going to stay in there no matter what. 10 games, start and finish. And he may be out a couple just because.
Well, it's not that Ryan Fitzpatrick birthday cake weight. I mean, you know, he's an athlete.
That's what I'm saying. He's put on good weight.
But you know, when you're a skilled guy like him, 12 pounds is a lot.
But you're saying that he's only going to start and finish 10 games this season, Morgan? 10 for Marcus Mariota?
I mean, yeah.
Wow, that is a hot, bold take. I like it, Blaine.
I'm going 12.
Well, start and finish 12. I'm going 13. I'm right there. Start and finish 13.
Write it down.
Ooh, you wrote 10. That's still a bit of a shock to me, picking 10 in that situation. And that is take three, brought to you by LKQ. Pick your parts. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. You bring your own tools and you pull the parts you need and you save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com and start your search. Rhett Bryan is in the house. We'll talk to him after the top of the hour. And the first thing we're going to throw to him was our third take of take three. How many games will Marcus Mariota start and finish this upcoming season? Rhett's got a few minutes to think about that. You need to hang on. We've got an update coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Midday 180 is coming your way at 10 o'clock as well. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.